Okay, today's stuff is Daf Vav, and we're in the middle of the story, if you like, where the Ibur HaShana was done outside in Chutzlars, B'Chananya ben Achi Rebbe Yoshua. And then eventually they sent, Rebbe sent the three letters, if you remember, with Rebbe Yitzhak and Rebbe Natan, that's one explanation, but they sent it with him to inform him that basically it was time to end that practice, that the Talmidei Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael had now risen in stature to be of at least equal standing, so therefore it was time to bring it back. And if you remember, the first letter was gushing, the second one is informative, and the third one was quite forceful that it was time to have like to stop the practice. Okay, and because the first two letters were not threatening at all, he complimented the shliachim and everything. So therefore, when he wanted to grade them after, it was if you like too late. That's how we kind of ended it. Okay, and then he says, "Come, Rebbe Yitzhak." Rebbe Yitzhak got at the point. Now, not only was it a matter of transferring the information, or like letting Reb Chanan know this to stop, he also had to inform the people as well, these shlichim, to that they would be then bound by and listen to the decisions of Eretz Yisrael. So it says, "Come, Rebbe Yitzhak, v'karaba oraita." He says, "V'karaba oraita el moadei Hashem." El Moadei, not Hashem, Chananya ben Achi Rebbe Yoshua. Does it say in the Torah these are the festivals of Chananya ben Yoshua? So Amrilei, no, in the Torah it says, Elohem Moadei Hashem. So it says, Amalun, he said to them, Gabon also, it's Moadei Hashem, meaning he's not the determining person anymore. We have to go by Halacha, and the decisions come from Eretz Yisrael. Come Reb Natan, the Ashlim, he also continued, Kimi Babel Teitzei Torah. Does it say from Babel Torah comes? No. No, it doesn't say that. So Amrin Lay, no, they said to him, being the people of the Chutzlaretz, says, Ki mitzio teitzei Torah v'Hashem Yerushalayim, Samalun Gabun. You know, in our Torah also says the same thing. That was to stress that this is time to hand over the authority. So nonetheless, Azal, we find that Chananya ben Achi, Rebbe Yoshua, he went to Azal Kabil Aleihun Kamei Rebbe Yoshua ben Rebbe Yehuda ben Bateira, Lenitzvi. He went to Rebbe Yehuda ben Bateira and Lenitzvi to complain. So Amar Lei, Acharei, Rebbe says, no, follow them, give it up. It's time to follow them in Eretz Israel. So Amar Lei, Lei Na'ana Yada Ma Shavki Taman. Don't I know what I left behind me? I know who the people are in Eretz Israel. That says, Ma Man Modia Li De'inun Chakimim Machshava Kabati. Can someone tell me that they've actually reached my stature, right? My level of learning? Because in other words, I know what I left, and I'm not so certain that their situation has changed to that level. However, the response was from Yehuda ben Tera, no, mekayim de l'chakimim machshava. Here it's like yade, but machshava dekavate yishbuun lei. In other words, because you're not sure, they should listen to you. No, mekayim de inul chakimim b'machshava, since they are reached this level of understanding, dekavate yishbuun lun. We've got to listen to them. So Kam v'rachav susaya, he got up and got on a horse. Now the question that Reb Chaim back again, we learned this back in, I think it's in here, in Nedarim, he said that, well, it's just two opinions. Either it was Reb Yehuda ben Bateira that got up to get on his horse and communicate this change of practice, or it was another opinion was actually Chananya now. He was almost like Mekabel, if you like. So Chananya was Mekabel, and therefore he got on the horse. It's rachav susaya, and done. And the matter, whoever he got to say that actually, because it seemed to be in that year, there was a nafgamina between the two, right? Whoever he got to tell them, no, you've got to listen to the decision of Eretz Yisrael, and this year is either Mubar or not Mubar. He got to Vandalomati, and those he didn't get to, unfortunately, they got it wrong that year. The Chagim were practicing the wrong time. Okay, let's continue. Next piece. Ketiv. Al Yeter Zikne Agola. Now Yeter seems to be like a derogatory sort of the excess or the undeserved, if you like. That's one parish I saw of Zikne Agola. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yoter hem alai Zikne Agola, chaviva alai kat ktana shebe'aretz tell me misanedrin gadol shebechutz." A small group of below of Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael are great, are for me more dear than those big Sanhedrin in Chutz Aretz. So it's talking about the beauty, if you like, or how important of those in Eretz Yisrael. However, it says, one second, so the perishim generally of Hacharash v'Masker, if you look at the good, because you've got Temosh in front of us, he says is that he says Kloma de Parich al Hadadarish Chaviva Kat Ktana. How can you say that those of Eretz Yisrael are greatly like more dear than those of the Chutzlaretz? Because it says in Gittin, Charash, it doesn't mean a carpenter. It means that when they'd open and start talking about Torah, everyone would be Charash and would be silent because we're just blown away by the how erudite, how knowledgeable those that went. And this is talking about the people that went to Galut. And it says, once they're closed, it won't be able to open up. In other words, these are descriptions of how great the Talmid Chachamim went there in Eretz Israel. So again, Reb Chaim back in Nedarim says there's two ways to understand this. One is to say, oh, we had all these incredible people that went to Chutz Lartz, you can say Eretz Yisrael is greater. Or alternatively, it's to su support it. It says, oh, even though there were all these great people that went into Galut, nonetheless, Eretz Yisrael is still, even you've got the great Sanhedrin there, nonetheless, those that were left in Eretz Yisrael, if you like, are considered greater. Two ways to explain that line, Vataman Hachin. In any event, Rav Barachas says, B'Shem Rav Chalva, Rav Barachas says, B'Shem Rav Chalva. It says as follows, Amar, again, this Hacharash is Aleph, Umasker is Aleph. So Aleph, it's interesting because the Korban Eid at this point says the discussion is how do you understand Aleph? Does it mean a number or like Aleph is Yalifa, as in like the learned? So he says, this is referring to the, you don't understand from the Pasuk the Hacharash Umasker is actually learned. You're referring to just the number, the quantity of these tradespeople that were coming. It's not a description of how learned they were, whereas Rabbana says Kulu Aleph, it actually means learned. Okay, but with the way we learned at any event back in Masechet Nedarim, it's just talking about 1,000 of what? Is it 1,000 of each or 1,000 in total? Which is probably a simpler way to understand this piece of the Gemara, as in Aleph Aleph. So in other words, Rebbe Rachis says, Vishnu Rebbe, Elu Chavrim, now even though the Korban switches a gear, so Reb Chaim in Nedarim kept it like it is, says, Rab Elu Chavrim, meaning the Charash and the Masker, these are Chavrim, Big Talmidei Chachamim. Okay? Whereas Rabbanin Amri, no Elu HaBulvutim, meaning you can't bring a kash from this case because Bavutin just means Sarim, like people that were in charge, what are they called? Like heads of union type of thing of the particular trades. And therefore, it's not, the description of those people that came weren't talking about how great the Talmid Chachamim were, so therefore, it's not doesn't really relate to the Sugir that we're discussing above or the question above of. Eretz Israel versus Babel. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yoshaya kad hava mekabel sahadye meinetav hava amalum. When he used to mekabel the edut, this is for referring to kiddush hachodesh now. It says meinetav hava amalum. He said to him, hava yadin kama edut yotzami pechem. Understand the consequences of what you'll be saying. Kama scharbati yotzami pechem. What the because let's say someone has a month rental. If you now, based on your Eidot, and this month is now going to be a 29-day, the previous month of 29-day month or a 30-day month, and the person's paying on a monthly basis, he loses a day. So in other words, this Kiddush HaChodesh is not a game. It has further even Ben Adam L'Chaveiro type of Chosha Mishpat consequences as well. Be careful with what you're doing. That's how we'd warn them. However, Amar Amun in Keni, if that's why you warn them, why don't you, Afilu Din Nefashot? What he could even, it's not just a monetary concern. If that's what you're saying, that the edut, the timing, has consequences legally, it can also affect capital cases. Why? Because in terms of when someone's a gadol, a katan, things like that, it can make a difference. As it says, for example, it says, bat shlosha shanim v'yom echad ba'aleya harei ze b'schila nimlechu bein abro ba'aleinu b'schila. Okay? If you remember the definition of bia in terms of what's considered bia, such that it is the act is considered bia, and that the person will be punished with a capital offense for having it, is only above a particular age, meaning a girl above the age of 3 and a boy above the age of 9 if he's committing it. Okay, so what we're saying is that one day difference can make the difference between the act will consider bia or not. So that's a capital consequence, and it says the Amar of Avin Akra, it's Ekra Elon. Gomer alai. Now, interesting. Gomer alai means the Reb Chaim explained that before. The Gomer alai means that he's maskim with me, meaning based on the human decisions of what is considered like Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, things like that. That affects nature. That's why we explained it before, if you remember. Because Bat Shlosh Yom Echad, if you remember, we referred to the fact that if a girl that's Bat Shlosh, once she's above the age of 3, then Betulim Eino Chozrim. If she has a relationship, it doesn't return. If she's under the age of three, then betulim would be chozrin. Okay? So what happens? Nimluchu beitin la'aber la'obro. Let's say the beitin decides to extend the time, which makes her now under the age of three. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed teva, if you like, then the betulim will chozrin. Im lav, if not, the betulim ain't chozrin. So this age gap is really what's considered three or not to have these natural consequences is affected by how Beitin decided whether add a month, add a day, and things like that. Okay, so betulim chozrim ayin chozrim. That's where the Gemara explains it. Okay, let's continue. And this takes us. I'm finding so far that when this Masechta, what we're doing a lot, let's last few dapim, and is that it's a lot of sugars we've seen in other sugars. So that was all Nedarim. Now we're bringing something from Sota, and we're going to see Masa Sheni and then Megillah. We'll see in this shiur. So it's a lot of Chazara. Anyway, let's continue. When it comes to smichat zgeinim, we've referred to that's referring to the korban halim davar tzipur, where they have to rest their hands on the korban because they, if you remember, they made a ruling regarding something's pancha bakara and most of the sibur followed it and they were wrong by it. So there's a special bull that has to be brought, and your representatives of the Sanhedrin have to rest their hands on this korban when it's brought. And also arifata egel, our first agrufa, where the body's where a person's found murdered. We don't know who it is, and the whole process agrufa look at like back in Sefer Sota. In any event, we saw that the machlok and how many are required. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's three for both, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's five. So my time at the Rabbi Shimon, what's opinion? How do we understand Rabbi Shimon? Because it says the samchu ziknei. Now the drash you'll see is from the word ziknei, not samchu. That's why I added the word ziknei. So ziknei is a plural. So shnayim, and he doesn't learn from them samchu because he didn't know the action. That ziknei is a plural. So ziknei shnayim. And Beit Din Shakul, so therefore Mosim, you can't have an even Beit Din, therefore you add one extra, Odecha, that's how he gets to Shalosh. So my time to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda? Says, Vesamchu Shnaim, Ziknei Shnaim. He does learn from the word, importantly, Vesamchu. Okay? And therefore, so if you've got 2 plus 2, well, Ein Beit Din Shakul, you can't have an even number, so Mosim Malem Odecha, that's how you get to 5, but that's how I understand the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding the number of people for the smicha, meaning the resting hands in the korban pile and dasi sibur. What about Egla Rufa? My time with Rabbi Shimon. So there's a few gears of changes here. I'm not sure if you have it all, but it says, well, if you're not, then you can follow really in the korban eda. It says ziknei is zkenecha, sorry, shnaim. Zkenecha is shnaim. Because the pasuk there is v'yetzuz zkenecha u'shoftecha u'madu el'arim. That the zkenecha u'shoftecha go and measure out to the closest city. So how many people have to do the measuring? So zkeinecha, that's two. Ein beit din shakul, so mosivim malim od echad, so that's to get to three. Umatam de Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding? Zkeinecha ishtayim ushvof v'shoftecha ishtayim. So that's two plurals, 2 plus 2 is 4. Ein beit din shakul, mosivim malim od echad, that's to get to chamesh. Then it takes out the next little bit. So I'm a Rebbe. Now, Rebbe says here, again, insert a little bit, because this is matching what we saw in Sota. It says, Nirin divre Rebbe Yehuda ba'arifa v'divre Rebbe Shimon b'smicha. So he can see the positions of Rebbe Yehuda in Eglar Ufa, and Rebbe Shimon he aligns with in smicha. So let's try and understand it. So back to the Gemara. Am Rebbe Nirin divre Rebbe Yehuda ba'arifa d'lo darshu v'yetzu. Because the pasuk says, v'yetzu skenecha v'shoftecha. He doesn't learn from the word Yetzu, because that's the Maisa, that's necessary to know what to do. And he's Dorish Skenech or Shoftecha, that's 2 plus 2, because 2 plurals, that's to get to 5. And Nirin did Rebbe Shimon by Paralim Darsh Zibur, because he also doesn't learn from the action. The Smicha Lo Darsho, they don't learn from the action. So, and then Ziknei is the thing he learns from, so that you've got a plural, that's to get to 3. So he says there seems to be an alignment, it seems to work nice, if you like, that you don't learn from the actual action, but only for the words that seem to follow after it. Okay, it's not you don't learn from samchu or v'yetzu, but rather you learn from ziknei or zikenecha shavtecha. That's why it seems to align with Rabbi Yehuda in Arifa and Rabbi Shimon with smicha. In terms of there's a consistency there in that way. So the Gemara says in teima nirim de Rabbi Yehuda barifa. If you want to say this sounds like Arifa, then we run into a problem. What's the problem? If Rabbi Yehuda seems to learn from the samchu, the action in, this is the second way the Korban explains it, the action in smicha, why doesn't he learn from the action then also in the case of Eglar Ufa? And therefore, but that would, but you get to a funny conclusion then. And you get to 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. And when you're sure you should get to 7. But the fact that the Mafarshim explained that it seems to be that when it comes to v'samchu, v'yetsu is necessary where he has some sort of drush for it, so that's why he can't learn from it, whereas samchu he understands by smicha seems to be superfluous. Okay, b'seder. So let's go back to our case. V'yetsu skenecha shoftecha. Granted by Egla Rufa, we don't learn from yetsu. But still, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon and learn from skenecha v'shoftecha? There's two plurals, 2 plus 2, make it to 5. So Gemara says, "My skenecha v'shoftecha." No, skenecha shen shoftecha. Skenecha shen shoftecha is a qualifier of who the skenima that are meant to come. Not just any skenecha should be shoftecha from the Sanhedrin. So Tani Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, there, no, skenecha is not enough for 3. That's to teach you zeh beitin gadol. Now the Koranet explains here that it's like beitin of 23, meaning the one. Not the Sanhedrin, whereas from Yerushalayim by the one in the base of Mikdash. However, the Shaar Korban, it could even be the full Sanhedrin. The Shoftecha is a drash to teach you that Zeh HaMelech B'Kohen Gadol. So the Medida, the whole measuring, if you like, wasn't done just by 2 or 5. He understands it was done by a whole procession. It could even the whole Sanhedrin plus the King Kohen Gadol. Everyone was there. Okay. Let's continue. Next piece. Tani, Hasmichut B'Shlosha. Okay, this wasn't in the is in Sota. So smichot when it comes to now that's a bright set smichot. So the Gemara asks smicha we've learned. What's a bright to adding smichot? Lo smicha hi smichot. So the Gemara says Tani cry lemin cry leminuye smichuta. So that type of smichot from a different smicha, which is the smichat rabbanim that can judge dan dinei mamonot and the like, not the smicha we have nowadays, but the proper smicha they had in the times of the Mishnahs. So Amrav Bab Rishona, you call Echad Memenei Talmidim. Initially, the smicha process was simply each person just did their own Talmid. Could go on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to, he gave smicha to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua to at Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon. However, in that situation, when Yashav Rabbi Meir Tchila, what happened is, and that Rabbi Meir was, if you like, Memana first, and Nit Kar Kumu Panei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was a little bit upset that he wasn't Katzmich at the same time. However, it seemed to be that it was appropriate to do so because Rabbi was older, if I'm not mistaken. Nonetheless, Amar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Listen, Dayecha should be enough to you, Sha'ani Oborecha Makrim Kochecha. There should be enough for you that I and the Creator know your talents, your Koach." And maybe he got there eventually. Anyway, nonetheless, so eventually, what they did is smich wasn't just done by the rab, but had to be done in coordination with the Beit Nasi as well. Okay, with the Rashut of the Nasi. So it says, "Amar Beit, Amar Beit Din Amru Beit Din Shemina Shalula Dat Nasi." If Beit Din did without the Nasi, Eimon Aminui, but Nasi, if the Nasi tried to Shemina Shalula Dat Beit Din without the Beit Din, also. It's sorry, third situation. Lord the Beit Din in this the gifts we have here is minui, minui. Then it would seem to work. Okay, Chazra with kinu shloi yo Beit Din mamanim ela medat nasi v'shloi yo dat nasi mamanim ela medat Beit Din. And with a Chazru, the third stage, if you like, was that they both had to do it in concert. You couldn't have one without the other. Nasi Beit Din, kavod nasi, but also instruction of Beit Din. Let's continue. Tani Brishona. This is now. This is interesting because Rishona. Explain what Rishona means. Rishona means initially this was a practice and they changed it. So we have to understand that in a minute. Hayukufin used to write a shtar chalitza. Now shtar chalitza is a chalitza is a nida shtar. Chalitza is, if you remember, a man passes away with having children, and his wife, the surviving brother, has to effectively yubim or marry her. And if he doesn't, it doesn't want to, then that the process of chalitza is performed. To that by way through which she can go now marry anybody else. But initially they used to write like a shtar chalitza, like a if you like a document that or as a ra'aya that it was performed. And it says, Birshana kotvim shtar chalitza, b'motav ploni or ploni, in front of such and such dayanim, chalitza plonit bat ploni, leploni bar ploni, that the chalitza performed by this daughter of the so-and-so, this girl to this man. But in front of us, the kabad la kadmoni, that came before us, And then she took off the shoe, from his leg, the amin of his right leg. Rakakadmana, and the she spat in front of us. Roka the mirsi that we could see, mirselana that we could see, al ar on the ground. Va'amra, and we said, kachi asela ish, asher lo yivane et beit achiv. Okay, and she said, well, I think Amrat is, she said, but and then we also it was declared, if you like, that the whole process of chalitza at the end, that so should be done to that man who doesn't want to build his brother's house. Now it's interesting here. The Shari Korban goes a little bit of detail is why is it was Bishon? What did they stop? Did they stop doing the whole practice altogether? And his answer was is that initially it had to be done in front of five dayanim, even though three would only sign, and that's why they put in the beginning this was done in front of such and such and such a dayanim. But in the end, since you only need in front of three dayanim, you didn't need to say who the dayanim were at the top of the document because it would be signed at the bottom. That was what changed. Next, Tani, Breshone, Kotzvim, Shtari, Miunim. If you recall Miun, we've discussed this as well quite recently, that is where a orphan girl, meaning the father's passed away, is married off by the brother or the mother, and she can break out of the arrangement whatever he likes. How initially they used to write her some sort of shtar. Shtar in a bemad ploni or ploni, in front of so-and-so, miana ploni ba ploni, ba ploni ba ploni. She, if you like, refused to be in this arrangement in front of us. Laura in a bay, she doesn't want him. Lo shavhane bay, she doesn't value him. Lo tzavina, she doesn't desire this litzavu to be married to this individual anymore. Now, why do they stop that practice? Because people might confuse it with a get, and they think she's a mamash grusha. But if you recall, when it comes to miun, the refusal makes it as if she was never married to this individual. Okay, she's not considered grusha at all. So that concern of confusion, they'll think, oh, she's a grusha. But we know she's allowed to go marry a kohen. She marries a kohen, and people think that a grusha can marry a kohen. So they stop the practice of having this shtar. Let's continue. Next, now this part is from Master Sheni. Amr Rav Yochanan. Hekdesh shepeduya yoter midamav. If someone redeems hekdesh with more than the value that they're required to do so, above the value it was, then we say hareze padui. Then it works. Umasa sheni. If someone tried to masa sheni with more money than was necessary, then it ain't. It doesn't. Which yoter adamav hareze ainu pori. It would not work. So the Gemara's immediate question is going to be, what is the difference masa sheni hekdesh? So Marvin Hektesh, Marvin Masasheni. So Amar Avla, now here we have a Girsa change of what we had in Masasheni. You can see that it's like switching the top section and bottom section a little bit. And Girsa change is Shechen Adam Matsui Larbot Bektesho. By the way, if you need to follow this, we have this in the Korban Eda switches, which means that people would Matsui Larbot Bektesho. Since people would, if you like, wanted to willingly donate more money to Hekdesh, the fact that he gave more money over and above that was necessary, we say, okay, Besedder, the extra money was he wanted to give that over to the base of Mikdash. That's fine. However, Masasheni, that's not Masasheni, but Masasheni. Masasheni, it's not a matter of, oh, this is what I want to give to the base of Mikdash. Not to do it. It's a redemption. I want to transfer the Kedusha from one onto the other. So if he transfers, if it's not dollar for dollar, it's not equal value, then it wouldn't work. Okay. However, so Amar Rav La. Sorry, that was the answer. Rav Yonah attempted to give an answer, and according to Rav Chaim back in Masechta Maaseh Sheni, he didn't know this answer. He didn't heard this answer of Rav Lar above. He says, one second, why should there be a difference in Maaseh Sheni and Hekdesh? That only makes sense, Commander Amar, that Maaseh Sheni is a nechasav, he's considered his own money. However, Brian, the sheet that says Commander Amar eino kenechasav, that's just a change, that it's like Mamon Gavoa, then there shouldn't be any grounds to differentiate Ma Ben Hektesh, Ma Ben Maaseh Sheni. So I'm Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, once again, don't you realize what Rav Lah already said? V'lok tak farak ne'emar. We've told you the reason. Taima, the reason is Adam Matsui Laharbot, that the person is, it's Matsui for a person to Laharbot the Hektesh, or to, when it comes to Hektesh, the reason why we say it's Padui is because people would like volunteer more. Next. Rav Zirabai Kamei Rav Aimi Nivda. The question is, okay, what about with Hektesh? What happens Nivdak or to, what if you check the guy and say, did you really want to pay more and give money to the Hektesh? And what if he says, well, Nivgavanti? What would you say then? In other words, the assumption is, we've just said above, if someone gave, let's say someone was Hektesh was $50 and he paid, gave $100 to Poida. And we said, oh, it's Padui, it works. Because someone, you know, people with assumptions want to give more money. But what if you asked him? What if you asked him, he said, look, I don't want to give any more money. I just want to redeem what was there. says, if you're true, if you were Bodek, you asked him, he said, that wasn't my intention, then fine. It's just the basic assumption is that's what we can run with. Similarly, now, Amar Rav Yochanan, hektesh that you've redeemed it. If you remember, when you're trying to redeem hektesh, like Maaser Sheni, you don't do it dollar for dollar really. You have to add an extra chomesh, which is extra 25% of the value. So Gemara says, what if you didn't add the chomesh? According to hektesh, it's padui. Maaser Sheni, however, it wouldn't work. So Gemara again asks the question, ma bein Maaser Sheni lehektesh, what's the difference between the two? So Amar Rav La. Now here, this is the part we sort of deleted from the top and replaced with what we have here. So here we have read, because hektesh yesh lo tovim maaser sheni en lo tovim. When it comes to hektesh, if you don't pay the chomesh, the gizbar, or they're going to be trying to claim the money back from you, so you'll eventually have to pay it back. Maaser sheni en lo tovim. The concern is if we say it's padui, even if you hadn't added the chomesh, you may never add the chomesh. That's the difference. So once again, Rav Yona, according to Reb Chaim, that it's he didn't know this answer, but he says, "Oh, this whole difference makes sense." To mind Amar Benech that Maaser Sheni is considered mammon, the person's money. But I'm commander Amar like the machlok, general machlok, of connect. It's the enu sorry, the enu kenechas, sorry, the enu kenechasav. But I'm commander kenechasav. The probably goes to change the same here. But I'm a kenechasav. If you're saying it's Mamon Gavoa, then why do we have a basis to differentiate Maaser Sheni and Hektesh? Once again, the answer is Rabbi Yosef. One second, look far. I've already given you the answer before. Didn't you hear the answer of Rav La? That the difference is when it comes to Hektesh, it says, look, Hektesh, yesh lo tovim, Maaser Sheni, en lo tovim. Hektesh has told him, so we're not worried if you don't pay the chomesh. It's padui, but nonetheless, because you know Gizma's gonna be knocking on your door saying, "Where's the chomesh?" Have a Maaser Sheni and lo tovim, because then lo tovim. Therefore, the concern is if you allow it to be fully redeemed without adding the chomesh, you will never add the chomesh. Next part is from Megillah. Tani hektesh shot b'shlosha. Now it continues because it's not just the Bashlosha, it's also to land. We remember when it comes to land, you need Asara. Okay? This is a part of the whole section that we learned in the Mishnah. Now, how did a tamba makdish gufa said? I understand you need 10 people to be present if someone's makdish the land itself. It's a koina chamen, a koina to be one of them. That's when the land itself is hektesh and you redeem it. What happens though? If aval im amar again gilsa change demei sadiyah. Now, what if he says I want to give the value of this land to Hektesh? Is it the same thing? Do we still need 10 people to the assessment? Okay, because the land is not Hektesh. I've just promised to give the value of it. Do we still need 10 people to do the assessment? So Nishmer I learned from the following. Arachina mitaltlin b'shlosha. So Arachina mitaltlin, which is an interesting terminology, explain why this doesn't make sense. And he's going to pick up on it straight away. You only need it in front of 3 people. So Gemara says, "V'chiyish erechin mitaltlin," or got she'ein, but it's really you have erech, arechin, and mitaltlin. What is an erech? An erech is a type of vow that someone says, "I want to give the erech of an individual." If you remember, based on his age and his gender, there's a fixed amount in the Torah what to give. So how can it be erechin and mitaltlin? Erechin doesn't apply to movable objects; it only applies to people. So he says, "Well, what's erechin mitaltlin?" So Rav Yaakov Barach says, "I'll explain what it means." That's because Rav Shimon Barava says b'shem Rav Chanina says ha'omer arki alai. He says I want to give my erech to the base of midash u'bal esadro, and now we need to collect that money. But the individual doesn't have much money. Now when it comes to arechin, if he can't afford it, we go. It's like din hesed yad. Then what we do is he can pay whatever he can afford. Okay, and that to if he's poor individual. So it says b'al esadro mekarki. If you're trying to take it from his land, the payment, then shamin lo. The asara, then we evaluate the value by land because the expression is mali lafukim hektesh mali liuli. Sorry, that if you're going to take things out of the property of hektesh to redeem, you need 10. If you're bringing it into the property of hektesh, because I'm taking the land in order to collect the so-called debt for arachin, also you need 10. That's fine. Have a metalton. If you're taking removal objects, it's shlosha. So the position here is, but one second. You see here that this is an inyan relating to an Adam. Arachin is a person. And it's by Hesekiah, and the whole thing is by Hesekiah in estimation. So why are we being satisfied with collecting with three? When it comes to Adam, you need to do assessments based on 10 people, right? V'chen Adam, it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, so the Gemara rejects it, says no. So therefore, it must be because it was demay, it was a value. So two, if it's demay, because I'm not being part of the individual, I'm taking the erech of the individual. So too, when it comes to land assessment is, if someone says I want to give the value of the land, it should be sufficient with three. But the Gemara says, absolutely not. You cannot bring that as a proof. Again, the flow of the sugya, I'm explaining like Reb Chaim here, like we learned in Megillah. Ha'omer erki alai, einu ko'omer demay. They're not the same thing. The may said the alai. Why? Because when it comes to erech, an erech is a fixed value in the Torah. There's no real assessments you need to do in that sense. Aval imamasad hare alai. So forget for that. So before I get to that. However, when it comes to land, maybe it's a different story. Even if he says the mesade, the value of this land, which we don't know what that is, maybe then you'd still need 10. Erech is simpler. Maybe for land you need more. So Gemara says, "Aval ima mahare alai maneh lehekdesh." If someone says, "I want to give a maneh lehekdesh," then it would be comparable because you've got a fixed amount. So shamin the bishlosha, maybe you could also do bishlosha. Why? Because there's a potential of not having any loss whatsoever. Because the kashashir, if he says, "I want to give a maneh lehekdesh," not erechin, right? Because of the hesegyad, then even if you get it a bit wrong, he'll end up having like not doing enough. He'll pay when he nidon hesegyad. He'll be able to the kashashir. He'll be able to pay. Okay, let's continue. We're up to here. So, sorry about that. Let's continue. Tani. Avadim, shtar, metaltlin, ein lehem igrot bekoret. So when it comes to avadim, shtarot, and metaltlin, avadim are servants, shtarot are contracts, all movable objects, you don't have the igrot bekoret. What's a igrot bekoret? Mao igrot bekoret. So Rav Yehuda ben Pasi says achraza. When trying to redeem these things that are hekdesh, you don't make announcements regarding these particular items. What are they once again? Slaves, servants, sorry. Contracts or movable objects. So Ula bar Yishmael Amar Avadim. Why not Avadim? Shlo Yivruchu, because he was scared that if the Eben might run away if he's now realizing that he might be creating a different owner. Hashtar Metaltlin, because you don't want to advertise. So you know there's a beautiful diamond ring in the person's residence that we're trying to find. That we want to do redeem this for Hekdesh. Why? Because we're scared that people are gonna they'll become a target. People come and steal from them. Shlo Yivruchu. So Rabba Bar Kahana by Kamei Rav Yossi. Late Hada Amra isn't Ela Hamra Nifdim B'Shosha. Commentator says, Late Hada, the Chilo Shamina, can't we learn from here that Avadim are redeemed with three? Why? Di'iba Sarah, if you needed 10, Lama li Hachraza? Why don't you even need a Hachraza? Hakol Asara Ika Pisuma Milta. That's what the comment explains here. Sorry, that's much better. In other words, the fact that it says that these things, you don't do Hachraza on them, must mean that Avadim can be redeemed with three, because if Avadim were to be redeemed with 10, that by definition is a very public event, which would in turn mean Hachraza. So the Gemara says, Amralein, that's exactly the case. So you're right, it's true when it comes to Avadim, they're redeemed in front of three for the assessment. So that, anyway, what are you talking about? It says, Bakarka, like we learned on our Mishnah, for land, it's Tisha plus a coin, you need 10. The Adam Kiyotzeba can come to human being. Adam Kiyotzeba, and when you're doing the mashma, how many people do you need for a human being? 10. Mashma, and the assumption is, what can you be maktish as a human being? An Eved. So Amisha seems to suggest you need 10, whereas you're saying the flow of the Gemara above, that you only need 3. So Amar Lei, Achin Adam Daka, sorry, Achin Adam Daka, or that person is, Daka is, Ben Chorin Hu. Says, no, that Mishnah is referring to being someone who is a Ben Chorin, meaning the redemption, according to Yerushalmi, here is in the Mishnah, is when you need 10, is a Ben Chorin, a free person, not a servant. Which is interesting because it seems to be you can actually be makdish, because normally when it comes to a human being, you say it's only the Demei, but it's answered here that you can be makdish a person. But that's a debate for another time. We've gone significantly over time. All right, Belto, have a good day.
Is erchin repeatable, or is it like a once in a lifetime thing?
Repeatable? Why? It's a type of vow. It's a type of donation. You can do it many times. Why?
You could do it many times.
Why?
Okay. I could imagine that it was a one time thing, so I wanted to ask.
Okay, no, I'm just curious. Okay,
yeah, thank you.
Right, got called up. Okay.